is to read the first chapter. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring you back in case you missed it. There was a chance you were watching the Met game. I understand that if you weren't listening to us. Maybe you were listening to the Met game.
I'm offended totally. If you weren't listening to us.
Tiki's offended. I get it. But joking. We had our very own audio party, a watch party, and we'd like to play some of our favorite moments. So let's start with the burp. I don't know why I burped. I don't know where it came from. But as we were talking, God knows about what, a burp came out. Take a listen.
Yeah, I did emotionally.
All right, plus 6:30, double down. Let's go.
Oh, I definitely will. Excuse me. I'm sorry to burp.
Are you just burping on the air now? we have like a little respectable?
Some decorum.
Wow. I didn't mean to.
I really don't.
We are full social show right now.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to.
Your pants are off and you're burping.
I don't know why I burped, but it did come out. And then when Ozzie Albies drove in the bases-clearing three-run double to give the Braves the lead, we were on for that moment, and here's how it sounded.
3-1, and we all know Doom is about to hit us. We all know it. We had our tees, so now he's behind 3-1, and we all know Doom is about to hit us. We all know it. We had our tees. We had our moment. We all had fun.
You took your pants off too early.
Yeah, that's the problem. You took your pants off too early.
We're about to be hit, and we've just been hit. Ozzie Albies has hit a ball off the wall. The Braves are going to score all three runs. They've taken the lead 7-6, and I've died inside.
That's why you make the emotional hedge, Evan. Yes. Now you get a little profit.
Yeah, now the interesting thing is that Sean called this.
I did. Diaz was going to blow the game. You're going to win game two. No problem.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is.
I'm a prophet.
I realized that Sean was really the star of the show yesterday.
He was.
I love how he's teaching me. I emotionally hedge everything. This is why you emotionally hedge.
Sean brought the levity every moment.
Every moment.
With the dad jokes, the emotional hedge, the money, all that stuff.
Yeah, but did you hear what he also did during that clip?
He laughed a little bit and clapped.
He was clapping for Albies' hit. Sean!
He made money off of Albies' hit.
And I knew...
do not fault you, Sean.
And I knew they were going to win game two if it came to that anyway. So that's why I didn't think it was anything, you know, harmful.
Now we present to you the final play of the game. Lugie and I were nervous as hell. There was a runner on second and two outs. And, of course, the batter was Travis Darno.
This is not ending well. I don't know how anyone in their right mind...
He's down... I mean, why do you think this is not ending well?
Darno has swung at everything, too.
You have to keep your positivity on a high level.
Okay.
There's negativity coursing through your veins.
One ball, two strikes.
And right now, if you think positive, it's going to go out of your eyes, right into Edwin Diaz's soul.
Yeah.
And even though the count is 2-2, there's a runner on second base.
Right.
You and Lugie are oddly hugging each other.
What's the count, TV?
Keep it positive. 2-2. You got to believe.
I'm trying to believe.
If you don't believe, then it's not going to achieve. Nothing's going to be achieved, right?
I'm trying to believe, TV.
I'm trusting that you're believing, but I don't believe you're believing.
Positive Tommy is standing up next to Evan
Robinson. Ups and downs.
They are both sweating on their under moves and armpits, awaiting potentially one final strike.
Come on, Edwin.
Can we react to this?
Well, we'll just say this. There may or may not have
been. We're going to the Diaz got the out! Diaz got the out! Holy shit!
Darno! 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 He makes out, and the Mets have three more hills to climb, baby! Next up might be Mount Milwaukee! The Mets are going to the playoffs!
Let's go!
I'm getting moist!
All right, Butch, I just ran around.
I want to rip my shirt off.
The New York Mets, I'm sorry, I want to apologize. I got a lot of apologies. First of all, let me apologize to the New York Mets.
Sean, that was a great call.
Somebody had to say it.
That was an amazing call.
Evan left and was high-fiving everybody, but thank you. Thank you. I channeled Howie Rose there.
Well, it's a good thing he left because he kept calling play-by-play, and we would have gotten in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, like that matters. And also, did you notice I almost said holy bleep?
Yeah. Sure did.
It was coming, and then I remembered we're on the radio, and I pivoted. But I do have a critique of Sean. While that was really good play-by-play, my son Jed has listened to it 35 times in a row. He's now a big Sean fan. Why did you say there were three more hills to climb, baby? Because the answer is there's actually four more hills to
You're
climb,
right,
baby.
But as I've been reminded about all year, the Mets are the more recent team in New York to make a World Series. I already know you guys celebrate that so much that there is only three more hills to get
there. No. So we're not going to do this. Number one, you made yesterday about yourself. And making a run about a team about yourself is really
well,
should be beneath
are
people.
So I don't know.
exasperated, happy, etc., that you couldn't comment.
No, but my point is this, though. He's allowed to sling arrows from his perch there, but
he
if we go back...
slinging arrows?
He sure is. This guy was hoping a former president died so his pathetic soft hockey team would win a cup. And I can't put the Abs in the World Series.
Happy 100th birthday to said president, Jimmy Carter.
And you're holding out hope that he goes right before this run.
We're a week away from Rangers opening night. Jimmy, another week.
Yes. Jimmy Carter, by the way, who's president, or vice president, Walter Mondale, changed vice presidency forever, as I said, Evan, and taught Evan this morning.
Yeah, that's cool.
Vice presidential debate tonight.
Yeah, how about that? Little Walls of Vance action this evening. Yes, I thought that was great play-by-play.